A Raptor is down in Florida. Airship Ventures flight seeing operations get deflated. And the NBAA congratulates Congress for blocking the EU's ETS. This is Aero News for Friday, November the 16th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. An F-22 Raptor fighter jet has crashed near Tyndall Air Force Base in the Florida Panhandle. CNN reports the pilot ejected to safety. Tyndall is a training base for the Raptor pilots, but there was no early confirmation that the aircraft had taken off from Tyndall before the crash. However, an Air Force spokesman said that was a logical assumption. The F-22 Raptor has been the subject of lengthy investigations in connection with pilots reporting dizziness and disorientation in flight. Despite exhaustive investigation, the exact cause of those pilot reports has not yet been determined. Early reports did not say if such symptoms were a factor in this crash. Obviously, the incident is under investigation. It was the perfect blending of the golden age of aviation and today's newest technology, but apparently it wasn't enough to save the return of the Zeppelin. Airship Ventures of Moffett Field, California, operators of the world's largest passenger airship, the Zeppelin Eureka, are closing their doors, effective immediately. Beginning in 2008, Airship Ventures made history by bringing passenger airship operations back to the United States for the first time since the 1930s, and they enjoyed a stellar safety record, but it wasn't enough. The economic recession, the inability to sign a full-time sponsor, and the world's helium shortage have all combined to deflate the airship's operations. Airship Ventures CEO Brian Hall said, quote, "Operating this unique aircraft has been an inspiring experience, and it is with a heavy heart that we've come to this point requiring us to cease operations and ground Eureka," end quote. The company is issuing refunds by check to any passengers who had standing flight reservations. The NBAA congratulated members of Congress Wednesday following the House passage of a bipartisan measure that would prohibit U.S.-based aircraft operators from participating in the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme. The measure, entitled the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme Prohibition Act, was sponsored by Senators John Thune, Republican of South Dakota, and Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Montana. It now awaits President Obama's signature. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland said, quote, "Having the president's signature on the bill will send a strong signal that America has spoken with a united voice on a topic that greatly impacts issues of trade and U.S. sovereignty," end quote. The House took the action this week despite an announcement on Monday by EU Climate Commissioner Connie Hedegaard that she would seek a temporary one-year freeze of the program to allow the ICAO to seek an international solution. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce welcomed Wednesday's announcement that general aviation safety was included on the NTSB's announced most wanted list. Bunce said, quote, "The general aviation industry has long made safety its number one priority. The GA manufacturing industry has aggressively taken on numerous initiatives to further reduce and ultimately prevent accidents and incidents," end quote. Gamma is leading the rewrite of safety standards for small airplanes through the FAA's Part 23 rewrite, Aviation Rulemaking Committee. This effort is focused on simplifying the code with the goal of doubling safety while reducing the cost of product certification by half. The effort has participation from regulators around the world, including authorities from Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Europe, New Zealand, USA, and operator organizations. U.S. Airways flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, held protests at four airports across the country on Wednesday after it says the airline's management failed to negotiate a single contract for over 6,700 flight attendants. The America West and U.S. Airways merger of 2005 remains incomplete, and flight attendants are still working under separate contracts in separate operations. While U.S. Airways flight attendants protested in unison Wednesday, results from the current strike vote will be announced in less than a week. While U.S. Airways profits soar, pre-merger America West flight attendants haven't seen contract improvements since 1999, and pre-merger U.S. Airways flight attendants continue to work under a contract they reached during that airline's bankruptcy. The union says U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker needs to tend to the unresolved issues at the nation's fifth largest but fractured airline before worrying about a takeover of American. when Aero News continues. 'Tis the season, whooping crane season, that is, celebrating a jubilee, and time's a-wasted.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Friday, November the 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Riding smooth air currents, five whooping cranes soared into Walker County in northwest Alabama near Birmingham on Tuesday. These birds, following Operation Migration's ultralight aircraft, skimmed along at 5,700 feet and 70 miles per hour ground speed. The five ultralight-led cranes, completing their first fall migration, left White River Marsh State Wildlife Area in Green Lake County, Wisconsin, on September the 28th, and they're heading for St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge in the Florida Panhandle. So far, they've traveled 746 of the 1,101 miles to their destination. It's all part of the 12-year program called Operation Migration, and this is the highest the ultralights have ever flown with the birds. The program, of course, is aimed at bringing the cranes back from the brink of extinction, and despite their success, today there are still only about 600 birds in existence, approximately 445 of them in the wild. While the U.S. light sport aircraft sector is a mere 8 years old, and the first FAA-accepted aircraft began arriving in 2005, flight design has been involved with aircraft development and manufacturing aircraft for 25 years. To mark this milestone, the company is offering a special Jubilee series of their models with unique features and value pricing. The specially constructed airplanes add a personal touch, a unique equipment list, and special pricing. The Jubilee treatment can be applied to any of several models in production, including the CTL-SI, the CTS-LI, the Superlite, or the MCI. To ensure quality and desirability, only 25 Jubilee airplane models will be manufactured, and they'll feature a special 25th anniversary theme exterior design painted onto the aircraft with 25th anniversary commemorative logos. U.S. sales manager John Gilmore says, quote, "These will be very special airplanes, as they are offered around the world. Only a small number are available for U.S. buyers. Having one of these Jubilee airplanes with their distinctive exterior paint design and special equipment will make them highly memorable and desirable," end quote. Well, the deadline is nearing for those seeking project funding support in the form of a grant from the Wolf Aviation Fund. Each year, the Wolf Aviation Fund provides grants for a number of individuals and organizations doing great work in general aviation. To date, more than 330 awards have been given, providing worthy applicants the funding and recognition that is so vital for folks working on new ideas. This year's deadline for applications is December the 15th. Applications must meet certain criteria and fit into the fund's seven major program areas, which include developing public policy and airports, networking and mutual support, development and alternative resources, communications, media, and community relations, general aviation technology, safety and noise, improving public understanding and perception, and aviation and space education. If you'd like more information on the grant applications, simply log on to www.wolf-aviation.org. That's www.wolf-aviation.org. I'm Glenn Moyer. Enjoy your weekend. You're now cleared for departure.